I'm not a big fan of any sports. What about you? Scholars of the New Testament agree that Paul must have been a sports fan. Many times in his letters, he uses illustrations from sports to make his point. One example, when he wanted to sum up his life in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, he said, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." The first phrase comes from boxing, and the second phrase from running, which were very popular sports at his time. In today's text, Paul portrays our spiritual journey as the race for which God has called us in Christ Jesus. Paul teaches us a few lessons to finish well in our spiritual journey. First, check your direction of life. Can you repeat? Check your direction of life. Verse 12 says, "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me." In the spiritual life, direction makes all the difference. In this verse, Paul, who being an apostle called by God and a great writer of one-third of the New Testament, does not boast about anything he has said or done. Paul humbly confessed that he was still on the way, on the journey. Likewise, true believers are not in heaven yet, but they aim their steps in that direction. Do you want to win the race set before you? First, check your direction. Make sure you are moving in heavenward direction now. Second, make God's goals your own. Too many people enter the Christian life with great enthusiasm, but as time passes, their enthusiasm gradually disappears and they become nominal Christians. Then they lose the goal of their Christian life. God has called you as a Christian to live as people of God's kingdom, to transform this world. It demands total commitment to your life. God has a purpose for your life. But in order to fulfill that purpose, you need to grab a hold of that for which Jesus grabbed hold of you. Are you? And you can only do that as you spend time with the Lord in prayer and in the Word. Walk close with God, and He will lead you where you are supposed to go. The inner joy of Christians does not come from social and economic factors, but comes naturally as we live up to the purpose-driven life God has given us. Third, keep a forward focus at all times. Can you repeat? Keep a forward focus at all times. In verse 13 says, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward what is ahead. If you are going to live towards the goal God has for you, you need to keep a forward focus at all times. So how do you do that? First, get rid of all distractions. I'm sure Paul had many things going on in his life, and yet he was able to focus all of his energies in one direction and say, one thing I do. He got rid of the distractions and kept his focus on Christ. Although we are living in an unprecedented time now, we still need to focus on God at all times because we believe God is the one who holds our future. Amen? We need to press on the heavenward journey without losing our focus on the goal. Next, as Christians, we need to forget what is behind and then strain towards what is ahead. When you are in a race, the last thing you want to do is look back. We can sit around talking around the good old days instead of focusing on what God has for us now. If God has used our church in the past, that is great. But realize that God still has work for us to do. Other people may have the opposite problem. Instead of looking at their past successes, they focus on their failures. They have failed God in the past, so they feel that God cannot use them in the present. Please, you need to remember that if you are in Christ, you may still not have forgiven yourself, but God has forgiven you. And know that God still has work for you. He is the God of second chances, the God of third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth, and seventh. Amen. And he will never, never give up on you. In fact, he often uses your past failures to help you minister in the present. Finally, remember that there is a glorious prize at the end of this race. Verse 14 says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. This verse is all about perseverances and purposeful living. What good is it if you run a good race and then you drop out before the finish line? You need to persevere. Amen? Don't live your life for earthly things. You have a higher calling. Don't give in to complacency and contentment. Keep your eyes on the goal. Focus on the finish line. Remember what the race is all about. Keep your eyes on the prize. What happens in a race as you get closer to the finish line? You don't slow down. You speed up, because the end is sight and the prize is before you. Perhaps you may have heard of Dr. David Livingstone, pioneer of medical missionary to Africa. When he returned to Great Britain from his lifelong mission in Africa, he was asked, "Where are you ready to go next?" "I am ready to go anywhere," he replied, "provided it be forward." This must be the attitude of Christians every single day. "Lord, I am ready to go wherever you lead, no matter where that takes me." Let me close my sermon. The Christian life is a race. If you are not in the race now, that means either you never started or you stopped running. Are you in the race, my brothers and sisters in Christ? Yes, good. But if you have never started, then let me invite you to begin the race today. Jesus died for you, and his forgiveness is immediate. It is free, and it is an indescribable grace of God. Will you trust Jesus as your Savior and begin the race today? Trust me. Trust me. You will never look back. Or maybe you did start the race long, long time ago, but somewhere along the way, you stopped running. Perhaps you stumbled and fell. Or maybe you just got tired and decided to take a break. If you are sitting on the sidelines, it's time to get back in the race. If Paul is here, he would say to you, "One thing I do, press on, my brothers and sisters. So get up again and do your work." Amen? Let us pray. Think of your race at this time. Are you running in the right direction now? Are you headed for a clear goal line? Did you decide to look only at Jesus Christ, the goal, until you finish this race? Let us pray to the Lord to help us to press on toward the goal. But if you come hesitating and unsure, if you come conscious of your weaknesses and your failures, it's okay. God will receive you as you are, and you will not be turned away. As you have already known, today is the World Communion Sunday. Jesus is waiting to meet us at his table. Jesus is ready to give his gift of salvation and pour out his Spirit upon us. If anybody is hungry, if anybody is thirsty, come to the table of the Lord. You will receive something to drink, and you will be fed and ready to face tomorrow with confidence. Won't you now come to this table with holy awe? Amen.